Six Nations elected council are making their support for local sports teams from the community known. During the general finance meeting for elected council on August 15th, the Oswegan Redmen fastball team and Oswegan Rivermen Senior B Lacrosse Club both received support from council as both teams are looking to continue a successful season. The Oswegan Redmen are getting set to host the 2022 Ontario Challenge Cup, which will be held in Oswegan on September 23rd to the 25th. The tournament is a qualifier for the 2023 ISC World Fast Pitch Tournament, which will be held in Denmark, Wisconsin. Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill spoke on what the hopes are from the team to be able to host the big event.
This is the qualifier to go to the Worlds in Denmark in 2023. So there's going to be about 12 to 16 teams that'll be here the 24th, 25th, and 26th in the community. So it's pretty big and some really good ball that's going to be here. So they were just requesting some help to be able to put this tournament on, but to also to be professional, you know, to give them some help and to let also the community know that this is going on, and hopefully be able to maybe even community members to get more involved in the sense of, you know, selling stuff, or because there's going to be a lot of people, you know what I mean? I don't know, but I'm just thinking so much bigger than that, because they have a lot to deal with and to figure out with the whole tournament. But yeah, so they're requesting, I showed you guys their budget, and any way that we can help them would be great.
Councillor Hazel Johnson also spoke on the event and the excitement about it coming to the community.
Yeah, first of all, I want to move on this, that we will support them, because I think the council has an opportunity here to make this a big event for our community, because I think people have missed watching baseball and fastball. I know there's a lot of slow pitch tournaments and stuff like that, but there's also that appetite for fastball. And I think it gives us all an opportunity, and a community, like if the community were given the opportunity to set up their craft tables, all of those good things, and of course the porta potties, because there will be a lot of people. Not only that, like the food devices, I don't know whether it would only be one person allowed, or would it allow a lot of the vendors to come in and sell too. So I just like this whole idea, and I'm going to move on it. Thank you.
The Oswegan Redmen were looking for financial funding from elected council, and a budget of $7,000 was approved for the team. Likewise, the Six Nations Rivermen Senior B lacrosse team is traveling to Edmonton, Alberta for the President's Cup. The Rivermen became Ontario champions earlier this week when they swept the Oakville Rock in their best of five Ontario Series Lacrosse Championship Series 3-0. The Rivermen are now five-time Ontario Series lacrosse champions. Councillor Melba Thomas spoke on these sports teams and how important they are for the community to serve as role models, especially for the younger generation.
Regardless of whether they're young or old or in between, I really think they're role models, and the community is certainly watching very closely, and specifically the children. We need role models in the community, and we know that certainly we have people to go in one direction or the other, and hopefully it's in a positive direction, that we look at these sports people and how they're certainly providing us with entertainment, which is really good. So I'm sure that families will bring their children. That's why I was questioning what age group it is. But overall, I support it anyway. Thank you.
The Rivermen were also approved for funding by elected council for $15,000 to help and support them on their way to the President's Cup, happening August 28th to September 3rd.